Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, men and women of all ages, hope you're doing well. Wherever you are, just take a very special care of your health. Well, this is Arabic English Radio. Right now, you're listening to a new episode of your most desired station, the one and only Youth Station.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
As usual, we're here to provoke thoughts on some very crucial issues. I am Asma, and I'm more than happy to be your host.
And yes. This is Zainab, and I am Asma's co-host today.
Yes, thank you for being here. I'm so happy to be here with you again.
I'm always glad to
on
be
Youth
with you,
Station.
Asma. I get so good energy.
Yes,
always
you're
with
full
you.
Of good vibes. So, what are we discussing today?
You say. You love to speak a lot.
It's a personal question.
Yeah, please ask.
I would rather like to ask and know. Well, what are the bad habits you have and you wish to quit them?
Oh my God, on air.
or the people around you.
Well, first of all, let me start with myself since you started the gun with me, pointing at me.
You can point that at me as well.
The worst quality that I... so much try to work mm-hmm. on and so much hate in myself is the things that I would definitely like to quit is being hypersensitive with things.
Oh.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Being hyper
sensitive. I think it's usual with women. All the women are like this, right?
I don't think
mostly
not all
they're
women.
Like this.
Sometimes they do ignore, but I sometimes notice very little things that really, really don't matter or are not important at all. For example, let's go with negative comments.
Yes.
Let's go with negative comments. Be at your home, be at your, like you cooked something and somebody at
and
your family said.
And that affects you a lot.
Yeah. See, for example, you put all your efforts in cooking a new dish
mm-hmm.
and the one you're presenting in your home is telling you that, I wish it had a little salt, it would have been much better. Rather than concentrating on a positive part of the story
that's
that she made so many efforts.
Yes.
And now she just... But you as a person should not take it very, very seriously. You should always look at what efforts mm-hmm. you did, you made, you know. You did so much, you put so much energy into it. But that one comment hurts you and you go with it and you next time...
Why do you think it's like that? Why do you think you're so super sensitive?
I think the comments encourage or discourage you.
You care about people's
idea. You care about
idea.
People. Like I recently learned in Quran
mm-hmm.
that if we do things for Allah... we won't get hurt ever.
Exactly. That was the point that I was going to tell you. We should not actually please everyone, you know? It's not a rule. Have you tried to change that?
I am so much trying to do that. But sometimes I think
that... And how successful you are.
To some extent. But in some very hard things, for example, if it said that, mm-hmm. you do this work for Allah, you know, do this work for Allah. Mm-hmm. Okay, while you're giving money to like helping needy and all.
Yes,
at that time it's understood. But while you're cooking and presenting something to your family, I don't understand.
Expectations and they must be answered.
You cannot do that without expectations. I mean, you do keep expectations, especially from your loved ones.
Yes. So we're going for a little break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
You know what? But speaking of this very thing, which is very usual, being hypersensitive, we should notice some very important facts.
Well, what was that?
First of all, first of all, we're not here to please everyone, and we are not able of doing that.
That's so true. That's so true. You reminded me of a story.
Nobody is perfect.
Exactly.
Nobody is perfect. If we consider this fact, then life becomes easier.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be so hard on ourselves, you know?
In pleasing people. I remember this story, but this story helped me a lot to come out of this thing.
Share it with us.
Yeah.
We would love to learn things.
Of course. There was a man, this is a famous story. There was a man and his son, and they had a donkey. The son was on the donkey, and the man, the father, was walking. And once they moved from one place to another, the people around were saying, "What kind of son this is? His father, his old father, is walking, and he's on the donkey."
Oh,
son came down,
yes.
Father sat on donkey. They moved ahead, and the people started saying, "How selfish father."
And it's a circle. It would go like that forever.
How selfish father.
Yes.
He's going on with the donkey and see his son. Mm-hmm. He's so tired and all. Then they moved ahead and they both, people said that they don't use their intellect. They can both go on with the donkey, you know. And both sit on donkey. They say, How cruel they are.
Yes.
You know, they don't see the one animal and two people sting on one animal. And then both come down.
So no matter what you do, there is something for them to
comment. They come down, both come down. Donkey moves alone, father moves alone, son moves alone. And people say, how useless.
Yes.
Exactly. Whatever you do, people are going to talk.
There's finally a thing that they would have a comment on.
They would have to comment on. Yeah. They because they don't know, you know why? They do not walk in your shoes.
Yes.
They do not bear the thorns that you have bared in the way. They do not travel your journey. I personally believe that we as humans are not supposed to judge, the final judge, the actual judges, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's going to do all judgments on the day of judgment. It's also called day of judgment.
Another bad habit, including that
hypersensitivity
that I myself have it, is overthinking.
Oh.
Which is so devastating.
How?
Because it hits me a lot. Because, you know, even before things happen, before bad things start to come into reality,
you start taking tensions before they come.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And I try to change it a lot, but I don't know how successful I am.
Well, I think that's super hypersensitivity.
Yes. In another zone.
Yeah. It mostly happens with the youth, especially in the time of exams.
Yes, time of exams.
I mean, do we ever...
And life has become in a way that no matter if you have an exam, if you have a job, or if you have worries like this, you are prone into this sort of thinking, overthinking, you know?
Overthinking, yeah.
As a mother, a student, as a person who works, as anything like this.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en.
Just just to give a recap to those who have joined us recently, we were talking about things that we have to quit in order to live happier.
Yeah, I think we discussed hypersensitivity and overthinking. What else do you think, Asma?
And we talked about the ways. We said that nobody is perfect.
Yeah.
We said that. Stop pleasing everyone.
Exactly. And I remember of this artist. There was one artist who was learning from his teacher. He was a very, very great painter.
Yes.
And he told him that I put this painting in the middle of the road in a four-way and ask people to take out, say something about this picture. And everyone started, whosoever came, started writing, if you had used this color over here, it would have been much better. If you had used this, this. You know, making bad his entire painting.
Yeah.
And then when he takes it back to his teacher, he says that nobody wrote something good about it. You know why? Because people are only concentrated in taking out your...
A negative point.
Negative point.
Yes.
And
yes,
negative point.
And also, Zainab, we should add another point. Sometimes, because you love people, some specific people are very dear to you. You want to please them in a way that it seems like chasing them.
Exactly.
Chasing them into loving you, and then you do everything in your power. But they're still not satisfied. So what happens is that you are the only one who loses everything.
All the time.
Who gets hurt all the time.
Has it happened with you? That has happened so many times with me, like getting gifts for the person you like the most, and
that
person does not like those gifts. You spend time,
and
energy,
you just
money, everything, and that person does not like your gifts, and you get upset. Oh my God, I spent energy. Above all, I spent time, and this person is not appreciating.
So just to sum it up,
just
to sum up the gist of what we talked about is that stop pleasing everybody.
Exactly.
I think if we do that, we would live a happier life.
Exactly. And when you start doing things for Allah, when we have khulus, when
notice
we have sincerity,
Allah, yes.
When we have sincerity towards Allah, when we do things for Allah, we have least expectations from people.
Yes,
we do not expect a thank you. We do not chase people. We do not please them.
Exactly.
And then Allah pleases them himself.
That's very true.
And that's so beautiful.
That's very true, yes. Yeah. Such a beautiful topic it was, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you.
If we had more time, we would have gone like this forever.
Yeah, like Asma and me, dear listeners, if we are kept in studio until evening, we'll stay here. I think we'll stay for a night here.
Yes,
I'll be
exactly.
discussing, having coffees and all.
And everybody would get tired.
Yeah. But as per the format of our program, we'd have to end it now. From my end, I bid a farewell.
Thank you for listening to us. Thank you so very much, dear listeners, sisters and brothers, the loyal audience of IRB English Radio, for lending us your time and attention. You are listening to your favorite one and only Youth Station. If you've missed any episode or you wish to stay tuned to the latest topics and discussions, you can visit parstoday.com. With a click on A Call of Islam, all your favorite programs will pop up and you could find a boundless archive of any topics of your interest. Also, if you have any suggestions or ideas, you could send your emails at englishradio@irib.ir. I hope you're not tired and you enjoyed this session as well. Until another session, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you with His never-sleeping eyes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Yes.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because of you. In weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness. My